opinionated women with strong views they aren't afraid to express chat loudly about current affairs, families, life, and everything else that's on their minds. Perry Wise Women, the podcast, is Kelly Finlayson and Jackie Matthews, laughing, sharing, and sometimes crying their way into listeners' hearts and minds. Join Kelly and Jackie and their occasional guests for a weekly escape from reality to their zany world on the Bellarine Peninsula in Victoria, Australia.
Hi, Cal. How are you going?
Good, Jack. How are you? You caught me with food in my mouth.
Well, it is morning. It's Sunday morning when we're recording this, and it's daylight savings night. So I woke up this morning and, like, I looked at my clock and, you know, I'm an early bird, and I was like, it was 9 o'clock. And generally on a Sunday I sleep in anyway, like I do have a little sleep in, you know, but I was like, wow, 9 o'clock, what a great sleep in. But really it's only 8 o'clock, isn't it?
Mm. No, we've gone forward.
Oh, so is it actually like 10 o'clock?
It's now 10:30.
Yeah, I know what time it is now, but what time would it be?
You messaged me.
Oh, you know what? I know how to – now I actually have a clock on the wall, because you pretty much, like, the start of daylight savings, I drive everyone crazy because I say, no, no, it's actually really this time. And they're like, no, no, it's this
time. Oh, my God.
Yeah, 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 I know. Anyway, so it's Sunday morning and, yeah, it's brekkie. I've just had my beautiful bowl of porridge. I'm now stood on the scales weighing in at a lightweight 80 kilos. And, yeah, that's pretty much my pregnant weight. Every time I had a baby besides the first one, I sort of got to 80, 85 kilos. That was massive. Like, mate, I had big babies too. The babies were like 8 pounds, 9 pounds. Yeah, so I was huge, you know, with all of a baby mostly, you know, a bit of fluid and all of that. But now I'm just a normal, regular chick and I'm 80 kilos. And I'm like, all right, okay, so now I need to – and look, you know, people who are 80 kilos at a usual weight, that's fine, whatever. But I'm just saying, for me, who is usually – like my whole life pretty much around 60, 65. Most recently, like in the last probably, well, maybe since I had Indiana, you know, I've been around 70, like 68, 70. And now, like, I'm 80 and I'm like, whoa, that's like, where does it stop? And so I'm like checking myself now with a lot of things. Now I'm pretty much menopausal because I'm almost 1 month away from not having a period. Like, if I get a period in this month, I might, God knows, like, what the hell? That would be actually kidding. But either way, I'm still perimenopausal, so it really doesn't matter. Yeah, I've had a re-look at my eating and the things that I'm putting into my body. I'm actually, like, seeking out a naturopath. I just messaged a friend of mine this morning who I've known forever, who's, you know, like, older than me. And I used to babysit her kids. And she's a herbalist and, you know, all those natural, beautiful things. And so I messaged her to get her advice, and she's, sending me messages. So if you hear some beeping, that's why. She's messaging me through. You know, I think that you've got to get to the point where you've got to, like, actually take control yourself. Because if you go to, like, just the same doctor or – and I just felt like the last time I went to my doctor, I kind of didn't feel – and, you know, I'm not – I don't need to be nurtured in all of those things.
No.
But I kind of think, well, I'm smarter.
Keep it real, though. Well, she was telling you that it didn't – that menopause was just menopause, and she wasn't giving it the importance that it actually holds for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just thought, you know what, I just need to take it into my own control.
Yeah,
good. And I might even seek out another doctor.
I have a very cool doctor too, locally, a new one. And she's so thorough. Like, she, in the last 3 months, she has prompted telehealth appointments with me, not me calling them.
Yeah.
She has come to me wanting to check on me, one, to say everything was okay, and the other, to actually talk through the results that I had got from my pap smear. And, you know, everything is fine, but she wanted to explain that not all doctors will go out of their way for that. She's really good, but I'll tell you about her when we finish.
Yeah, awesome.
But yeah, the weight thing it's horrible because we've talked about this before. You look in the mirror and it is really depressing. And I know that we are trying to tell, you know, all of our Perries and ourselves that we're still beautiful and just, you know, we still need to just remember self-love is so important. But it's tough when your favourite clothes don't fit anymore. They're the little things. They're the things that you go to put those gorgeous jeans on and you're like, oh, hang on a minute. And then the bras, you know, things are popping out everywhere. And it's just a reality. And I think the more that we talk about it, Jack, and other women talk about it, it will become known as an actual process, not a process, it's an actual step in every woman's world.
It's a transition.
At different ages. It's like puberty for older women. Your body goes south.
Yeah, and it's just a transition. Changing the topic, Where the Crawdads.
You got the book.
Yeah.
I can't see it. What is
Where the Crawdads?
Oh, my book. Yeah. Oh. Jack, have you started it? We're talking about Where the Crawdads Sing, and I told Jackie that she needed to read it because it was a beautiful portrayal of a young woman being so strong after being left alone. Have you started it?
Yeah. So is that young woman Kaya?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I've started. I'm only 16 pages in.
All right. I won't say any more. It's just, it's so beautifully written and you feel like you're there because the author describes the surroundings so well.
And one of the, because I feel like I'm taking over this conversation, but I just want to get it all out so that I can. New Netflix show, Schitt's Creek.
Oh, finish it. I've watched the series. It's been on Netflix for about 4 years now, Jack.
It's like six series or something.
Yeah,
how fun is it?
And it is, oh, my God, it's just the best. You just want to meet these people. You want to meet the characters and hope that they're, you know, those sorts of people.
How's the mum?
Oh, Moira. God, love her. I watched the final season when I was in Canberra a few months ago.
Oh,
at my sister's. Oh, and I'm like, no, so don't leave me.
Yeah, it is so funny. She's like the first, like we're only like, I don't know, we've watched five or six shows. I love it. So, yeah, I've been watching that. What have you been doing?
I've been reading and I've been watching. I've sort of been watching a bit of Netflix. But I've been, what else have I been doing? Oh, I've been body surfing. Oh, my God. And I feel like $1 million. I've done it twice this week, did it Wednesday and Friday. We're in water on Friday for an hour and the waves were like 1 to 2 metre waves, which are big enough to body surf. I'm so getting a new bodyboard.
Yeah, that's so great.
I am so loving it. You know, we were even like doing the, I was exhausted. We were doing the under over thing. So it didn't matter what the wave was. We'd go under and then over and then under and then over. And so if it was a huge wave and it was time to go over, you're going to get smashed. Loved it.
That is
totally
sort of,
loved it.
Have you like always swam in the ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
cool. Love it. Yeah, well, I grew up in Ocean Grove, so.
Yeah, no, but I've lived here. I've lived here for like 10 years and I grew up coming down here and I probably swam in that ocean like, you know, 10 times.
Okay. Yeah, no, I love it. I'm not a pool person. But when I go for a swim, I go to the beach or I go to the river, Bowen Hedge River.
Yeah, that's nice. Do you understand there's so much benefit from that?
Pardon?
There's so much benefit from it.
I know. I feel really good. And I actually went to buy a plant locally on Friday afternoon, and the lady who's a friend of mine, she said, oh, my God, look, what have you been doing? And I'm like, what? She said, you look so fresh. And she said, you look amazing. And I said, oh, my God, I've been body surfing. Because I had, you know, my hair, I hadn't washed it for 3 days because I'm in the saltwater. Why have a shower?
Yeah. So, you're like fully.
I've had a shower since then, but I'd better point out to everyone. But other than that, I have been.
Are you going to get dreadlocks?
Pardon?
Dreadlocks. You'll probably get dreadlocks.
No, I'm not. I've done that. No, I've been there, done that, and I'm 50 years old.
What do you mean, been there, done that? Did you actually have dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When?
Not full-on, like, Rasta ones. But, yeah, I had to the point I had to have my hair cut. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. I've been have you heard of Depop?
No.
So it's an online clothing store, secondhand clothing store, that you list your things on, a bit like eBay, but it's all the rage. It's just huge. So I've been doing that because I've picked up a huge big bag of clothes that I had given to a friend of mine who was doing pop-up stores, and she's not doing them anymore, so she gave me back this massive big sand bag of clothes.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, so I've been going back through my clothes, and it's been really hard because I'm like, oh, maybe I will wear that. Oh, these shoes are nice. And I'm like, Kelly, no.
Oh, you were
so, yeah, so annoyed. I did that, did some more last night.
Yeah, lots of likes. Is it an app?
Yeah, Depop, Depop.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
Yeah.
It's an app.
Yeah.
You get on your phone. I love that. So it's not even on
your phone. Yeah, so my username is Kelly_F.
Oh, okay.
Check me out, girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm so getting on it.
You should come around and check out some of my clothes because
office. Maybe. True. Yeah,
you should.
What are we going to talk about today?
Today we were going to talk about communication and how communication has had to change during COVID. And the main part of that was Zoom. How rich we could have been if we'd known what was coming. They have just monopolized it because they, you know, even what was the other one? Google Hangouts that, you know, some people do because it's free and they don't want to pay for extra time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People could go on Microsoft Teams.
Yeah, yeah, but Zoom is just so easy. And so the platform it's a great platform. And yeah, you have so many people.
Who owns it? Probably.
I don't know, Jack, but it should be us. I can't believe we. But, you know, but we've been eating every Friday, 5 o'clock, it's quiz time. So we have a quiz night with David's sister and her husband who live in Torquay.
Do you make up the quiz or does Zoom have one?
No, we take turns being the quiz master. It's fun. It is fun. So that sort of kept us connected with them because we couldn't hang out with them, which we normally do. I think a lot of things have changed. I think the people that you hang out with, that you talk to, I've got to know my neighbours. Like, I've lived here for years and I've got to know some of my neighbours so well, you know, because we do nature strip drinks or I drop off some, you know, I dropped off some samples from my skincare.
Yeah.
And it just sort of went from there and it's weird. I think my current friends, like even you and I, Jack, I think we've talked a lot deeper over Zoom than we would face-to-face because we sort of kind of miss that interaction of just hanging out and having a wine and having a chat, whereas now we feel so cooped up and behind four walls that as soon as we get an audience with someone, we just want to go, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I was talking to my sister last night about this, and for us, we're kind of, I don't know, I guess I'm probably, now I realise, like I do love going out and talking to people and I've missed that, you know, like I like that. I like doing that as a work thing as well, you know, like networking and going to different things and meeting new people, and that interests me and I do enjoy that. I probably was a bit exhausted from it, so like I probably didn't mind having it stop for a bit. I would like it to start again. I also love going to the footy. That's my other kind of thing that I love going with.
Oh, the footy. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, and I love all that. But
oh, your footy, your team lost.
Oh yeah, thanks for bringing
that.
Well,
do you know that Dave is a Saints man through and through?
Is he?
So I had a screaming husband.
He would be so happy.
He is over the moon. Go the Saints. Okay. Anyway, back to what you were saying. My Brisbane Lions are through, so I'm happy.
Yeah, well, three, yeah, to the prelim. So you just need to wait who to see you play. Anyway, changing the topic again, Zoom.
Oh, no, sorry.
Eric Ewan. Eric Ewan is the founder and CEO of Zoom. He has made over $12 billion since March and now ranks the 400 richest people in America. Eric Ewan, the founder and CEO of video conferencing startup Zoom Technologies, built a $35 billion video conferencing empire in 9 years.
Oh.
Well done, Eric, I say.
Well done, Eric.
Here's to Eric.
Here's to Eric. Well done.
On the Zoom, let's give Eric a big big high five because, yeah, I've had some drinks with friends on Zoom and it's been fun. I must admit, it's been fun, but, you know, I don't know if it's as fun as being out with them, but it is fun and it still, like, gives you that connection. And, you know, in a way it's advantage because for us, well, for me, I live here in Ocean Grove and my friends mostly live in Melbourne. And so.
I'm a friend.
Yeah, no, well, besides you, but other friends that I've grown up with, they're all in Melbourne, you know. So I've got friends here as well, which is great and lovely. But, you know, when you're talking like old friends. So, yeah, we've done Zooms and it's been good and it's kind of actually been all right, and I think that even with a few of my friends, it might be like how we see each other more. One of my friends, like, I hardly see her, maybe lucky to see once a year, maybe talk on the phone once a year, but we kind of said, you know what, we're getting older and it's like it's really important we should still connect, you know, just have that connection. And even if, like, well, the last Zoom, we're still getting over it, that was 3 weeks ago because it was so huge. It was pretty much like a massive night out.
Oh, my God.
What fun.
It's just become the norm, you know, and I think because even now we can go out, like I've been out for lunch twice. So I went out for lunch at the Zebra Bar and I went for lunch at the Beach House, you know, because they can only have 10 people in each area. It's just bizarre. It's like you're in the middle of a war or something. But it was still nice. It was still nice to get out, have lunch, you know, and just be out. But I was quite happy to come home. I suppose what I have found with myself, I have learned to appreciate what my people do for me, not just my family, but, you know, and I've talked to you about this, Jack, about, you know, you've been a good support for me during certain things that have happened to me this year. And I think you had time to just sort of think about it and actually appreciate what your people mean to you, because we're not rushing around busy, busy, crazy, mad. Actually, we've got time to maybe think, reflect, I don't know. But you know what else I wanted to talk about, Jack?
What?
I wanted to share, which we've shared a bit with you, about your current stage of Perry. And about, I just wanted to share about my current stage of Perry is fucked. And that is just as simple as I can put it.
Could you tell us how you really feel?
Oh, do you know what? I'm just in tears. Because I'm just hating this. I'm hating what my body's doing. The hot flushes, holy crap. They just come on. And they almost make you feel a bit queasy, like, because you're trying to get out of, you know, okay, gotcha, okay, you can go now. And I want to sleep all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I've been getting up at 9 o'clock every morning. 9 o'clock, and then I'm ready for a sleep at 1, and then I sleep for 2 hours like dead to the world, and I just, you know, I'm just, I don't know, I don't, I'm just,
then
I don't
you sleep
wanna.
At night?
Yeah, but then I wake up and start thinking, and then I'm awake for a while, but I don't, No, I do sleep pretty well at night. It's not like it was months ago when I would walk around the house. I sort of understand. I think because I understand what is happening to me, that it's not scary. It's just frustrating, and I just want to get through it. I just want to get through this. And that's why the body surfing has been so good for me.
Totally.
Because it doesn't matter what's going on when I'm in the water.
Well, and even just the benefits from when you're out of the water, like from being in the water, like, yeah, well, that's fun, and you like that's a great, yeah, mind relaxant. But what that is doing to your body therapeutically, is another story.
So that's, but do you know, we went into the change rooms, and I was, oh, hang on, I'm just gonna sit down, because I was having a freaking hot flush.
Yeah. And excitement does it.
Pardon?
I think excitement does it.
Oh, nah. I can be, I'll be in bed and I have to get out of bed. It wakes me up.
Yeah. It's, I'm sweating or hot or both or what?
It's like I'm overheated all of a sudden, and it makes you feel sick. It's the most bizarre thing, you know, but it's your hormones just in overdrive.
We had a work like lunch, and we had wine, and I just had one glass of wine, and I deliberately made appointments in the afternoon so that then I wouldn't have any more wine, you know, like I wasn't relaxed. Mm. And so I had a glass of wine, and we were sitting and discussing things, you know, whatever you do, team meetings. And then I felt like, oh, God, I feel sick. Oh, no, actually, like, I don't feel sick. I feel, like, a bit hot. And then I was like, oh, God, yeah. And then I was, like, sitting there, and I could feel it, like, coming.
Yeah.
And I was just drinking water, because I had been drinking wine, and then I was drinking water. And because of my weight, we had, like, sort of a dress day where, you know, because it was going to be 27, so we were like, let's wear frocks and da-da-da, all that. So I didn't get a chance to wax my legs, so I like couldn't wear a dress, but I had this jumpsuit that I've got. It's a beautiful one that I got from Strumpet, you know, down Main Street. You know, Strumpet's the,
yeah,
beautiful clothing place. So I'd got it last year for my birthday, and it's this beautiful jumpsuit. And last year when I wore it at Christmas, like, it's got like a belt that you can, like, you know, tie, like a little sort of belt you tie around, and it's so flowing and beautiful. I put that on, and it's pretty much like a skin tight jumpsuit now, you know. And so, and I was like, oh, well, I'll just put a jacket on over the top and just wear a normal bra, but just put a jacket on so then, you know, like everything sits nicely and you can, it's sort of a little, still a little bit of shape. And so I'm sitting there with this jacket on, and I can't take my jacket off because obviously I've got my bra on. So you can't just take your jacket off with a strapless dress and a bra showing. So I had to sit there, and I just was like just drinking water, God. And I was just thinking. And then I was thinking to myself, because mine are not so bad yet. They get, there's a feeling, and I know it, and I'm hot and I'm sweaty, clammy. But there's not like dripping sweat, you know, like, whereas I've heard that some women, that's what happens. They get like literally wet, you know, and I do that if I'm in bed and it happens, then that will happen. Sometimes at home, if I'm still moving around and I ignore it, then that would happen. But I was sitting there, thinking, oh, just breathe through it and it'll just go away. And it did. It was fine. I didn't have like a sweaty thing.
They're pain in the ass, aren't they?
But I thought, what if that happens?
Pain in the ass. Like, there's no warning. You don't even, if I'm laying down, if I'm in bed, yeah, it's all in the back of my neck. And it's sort of, this is a conversation that we can have, and we can have with other peri women. But have you noticed that you can't have this sort of conversation with women who are not peri, even women who have been through it? Like, I was talking to my older sister during the week. I hung out with her for a bit, and I was telling her, and she goes, oh, you'll get through it. It passes. I'm like, yeah, I get it. It's passed for you, but I'm smack bang in the middle. Oh, I'm just sharing. You know, I'm feeling like shit. I put on like 4 kilo, and it's oh.
Yeah, I know. And you know, no. I the thing with me, though, is I don't want to get into this like whinge fest. of like, because, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing. Like, we have to understand that, like, it's a transition, you know, like from.
I know, but it's a horror. I know, but it's not a nice transition. And I think that as long as, you know, we're talking about it here today, but we hardly ever whinge about being Perry. I don't actually mind being Perry, except for those things. Well, do you know, when I went out for lunch with Nikki and Sam last weekend, was it last weekend? Might have been weekend. Yeah, last weekend. That'll do. You know, I was feeling quite isolated about the whole thing because I hadn't been sharing really how things have changed for me in this perimenopause stage. And then Nikki starts talking about, you know, how she's going. And she said, oh my God, the hot flushes have started. And I'm like, have they? I was so happy that I had someone else. All of a sudden I thought, oh God, this is not just me. Remember that there's so many women out there doing it a lot tougher. Their perimenopause is a bigger bitch than what I'm going through. But it just made me feel like, again, part of a gang. You know, Nikki said about how she has the fan on every night now above the bed. It was just, you know, we talked about weight gain and, yeah, it's funny, isn't it, when you sort of find another woman who is already one of your people that's going through the same thing. It makes a big difference to how you feel about it when you're alone. The other thing we were going to talk about, Jack, was the role between our peri women and our not yet peri women, and how I'm finding that with my older sister, she was like, you know, very flippant and laughing at me because she'd been through it. She's got to the other side and she's okay. But women who haven't yet been through it, they want to know more. So I think we're doing a really good thing with this podcast. The younger women, you know, our other friends that haven't yet hit it, they're listening, and that they know that it's coming and it's going to be different for them than what it is for us. It's different for all of us, which I think is great. Perry's my bitch today, on just today.
Well, I think that if we like wrap up today of like the things that we've talked about, and we do seem to like talk and ramble, but at the same time, most of the stuff that we talk about is in relation to perimenopause and, like, obviously at the moment a bit of COVID because, you know, we're still in that restrictions. Yeah. But if we think about you swimming in the ocean, like how great that is.
Oh, yes.
Like, so good.
And if anyone wants to join me, honestly, Perrys, if you're a local Perry and if you want to join me for a body surf, message me. I would love it. Let's start a Perry surf gang. Yeah, I love gangs. Yeah, let's do that.
So there's,
hey, Jack, do you have a wetsuit?
I'm 80 kilos. My wetsuit's like 60 kilo wetsuit.
How do you know? Try it on. Not right now in front of me.
God. And I'm actually frightened of the surf. When you say over, under, over, under, I'm like, I would actually be like having a panic attack.
Why are you scared?
You know, like, I went to do my bronze medallion like a few years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's it. I'm going to start swimming in the ocean. You've heard of my first ocean swim when I went out by myself. So I got on my bike and I rode down to the beach and I'm like, this is great.
How old were you?
40 degrees, like 45.
I thought you were going to tell me you were 7.
No.
Okay.
So I told everyone, that's it. I'm going to start swimming in the ocean. I probably was a bit younger. I probably was like 43, like, you know, but it's in my 40s, let's just say that.
Okay.
And I'm going to start swimming in the ocean, and they're all just like, yeah, yeah, because my kids are all ocean swimmers. And I was like, right, that's it. I'm going to start swimming in the ocean. They're all like, yeah, yeah, whatever, mum, whatever. And I get on my bike, go down the ocean, and I walk into the beach. I'm like, yep, this is fine. And I walk in, and then I sort of like, you know, kind of, I suppose, dive in, but not really dive in, just get under the water, like my full body under the water, not my, just my body. And then I was like.
What time of the year was it?
It was summer. It was probably like 48 degrees. Like, it was so hot.
Okay.
You know, like, there was no cold excuse, you know, and plus I rode there. So I was hot. I needed to get in the ocean. So I got in there and then I was like sort of floating around where I thought I was. And I was like, oh, this is so nice. Why have we not done this more often? And then I just hit something, which was the sand, because I wasn't even that deep. I was like so shallow.
You beached.
Yeah, and I just started like laughing. I was laughing my head off, and these people were like just next to me, and they were like this couple, like beautiful, frolicking in the water, and they were just laughing at me. So anyway, then I decided, okay, I'm going to do my bronze medallion. So I tried to do that. You have to swim out 400 meters to do your bronze medallion. I didn't make it out. And we went, I was training with one of my friends one day and we took the boards out and it was awesome. And we went right out. So we were right out like beyond the break, you know, like beyond where all the waves are.
Where the sharks are.
And it was like, so, and I'm like, this is so nice. Like, how good is this? And then we're like, all right, it was time to go in. So we were going in and we like caught away and we're on the big mals, you know, like the big surf lifesaving boards.
Yeah.
And so we, I caught a wave. And I lost control and I actually, like, I was yelling out to my friend, look out, look out, because I was racing on the board and I couldn't steer it properly and I swiped past her and I swiped her eye with the board. And then I, like, got dumped from this wave and I was drowning underneath, you know, like, oh, God, here's see my life pass before me. And then I get up and I'm, it's all right, I'm all right, you know, like I'm yelling to her because I didn't know the eye thing yet, right? And so I get up and I'm like, oh, all right, I'm all right. She's like turns around and her eye is bleeding, like there's blood coming down her face and I was like, oh, my God. And we had to like rush to the hospital and, oh, my God, it was horrible.
Oh, Jack. Hey, do you know what? Maybe can you not come body surfing with me?
I am actually a danger to myself and others.
How about you take photos from the beach?
So my extent is walking on the beach and probably like walking in the water, taking my shoes off. That's the extent of my ocean swim. But in saying that, it's something that I would love to be able to do, but I don't know. I just, there's just something about it. I think, really, do I need to like put myself through that much stress and angst?
It's not though. So maybe down the track, as the weather gets warmer, you can come down with me.
All good. But anyway, so there's that. There's also the sourcing out a naturopath. So we'll keep you informed on that one because I think that, you know, there's a lot of things people take, you know, hormone replacement therapy or they go like using different herbs. There's so many different things that, you know, that people use to get through this. There's another thing called bioidentical hormones. Yeah, is a good thing. And
I'm just careful of what I put in my body. But before we go, Jack, I want to thank you for being an anchor for me in September. Because September is a shit month for me and I really let it get to me this year. And I think maybe because I am already over-emotional with perimenopause, I'm not sure. But every other year I sort of just can get through it. But this year I struggled with it being so that, you know, Father's Day and then it was the 20th anniversary of losing my dad and it was the 11th anniversary of losing my mum. Oh, thank you. You're a beautiful friend. My Perry, and yeah, I love having you in my world.
You're welcome. I'm going to cry.
No, I just wanted everyone to know how much I appreciate you. I really do. You, sometimes I realise I'm being too serious because Jackie comes along and goes, nah, it's all right.
Is that how I talk? Yeah. That probably is how I talk. Yeah, well,
But I'm going to find a wetsuit for you.
No, don't worry about that. I don't need a wetsuit because I just put my feet in. So I probably just need booties. I will.
All right.
I will get there when it gets hotter and it's, you know, nice days, then I will come out and I'll try it. Thank you for those beautiful words. And I guess, you know, you just got to like stick by the people that are close with you and just be it, you know, like I don't feel as though I do anything different. I just listen. I think I'm a good listener.
And I think you're real, you know, and I think I look at my friends around me now, at, you know, now I'm 50, and they're all real. The ones that I'm keeping close are real and honest, and there's no crap. It's just, you know, it's easy to hang out. And but we need to get together because we're allowed.
I know.
Okay. Well, we better wrap this up because we're just banging on now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kel. This has been a nice little Sunday morning chat.
Even though we were shocked with the clocks being put forward and all of a sudden we had to be on.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. No, it's been a good chat.
Well, you have a great day and a great couple of weeks, and I will talk to you in a fortnight.
Okay. See you, Jack. Ciao, Perries.
Thank you for listening to the Perry Wise Women podcast. Jackie and Kelly would love for you to join their collection. Go to their Facebook page, Perry Wise Women, and join the group. Let them know who you are, what topics you'd like them to discuss, and anything else that's on your mind.